Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
If you're ever around Gen Zers, they're your kids or your grandkids, you know, they look at alcohol completely different than the previous generations, and now there's been articles written that Gen Z feels weird even talking about drinking, and that's forcing bars to change the way they've always done business. If somebody knows about the business of hospitality in Chicago, it's Sam Toya, the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. In fact, Sam, last time you were on, somebody sent in a text and said, man, they're lucky to have that guy being their spokesperson and leading the way, because you are the biggest cheerleader for the entire state when it comes to restaurants.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays, and thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Sam. So is it changing? Are bars having to look at the way they do business because Gen Z isn't drinking to the degree that previous generations have?
That is absolutely true. Half are comfortable drinking no alcohol at all. You know what I mean? They still like to go out. They still like to go out to eat. We know from the National Restaurant Association that 94% of Gen Z say they enjoy going out to restaurants, and 87% said they would like to go out to eat more. But they are not into alcohol like the last generations have been, right? Like you said, children, grandchildren, you know what I mean? They're different, right?
Oh, remember the three martini lunches? You know, the stuff that the 60s and 70s were made of?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Yes, I do. So bars and restaurants begun to cater to a wider clientele through more non-alcoholic offering, like mocktails, right? And those are not cheap. Mocktails are not cheap. And another thing that Gen Zs like to do, too, is the hemp drinks, right? That's why even when the city council was looking to outlaw hemp, I went and testified. They said, yeah, you can outlaw hemp, but not the hemp drinks, because a lot of Gen Zs like to drink the hemp drinks. You know, obviously a lot of Gen Zs like cannabis, and that's where the hemp drinks come in.
Interesting. Yeah, I knew that you were campaigning, but I didn't know exactly what the reason was. So, bars have elevated their mocktails or their alcohol-free cocktails. I mean, they're using everything that they would use to make a $20 cocktail, except there's no alcohol in it.
That's right. They'll have lemonade with ginger in it and lemon in it. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
no alcohol in it, because, like I mentioned, half the Gen Zs are comfortable not drinking. You know, they're comfortable, where the last generations, you know, they felt like, you know, well, I got to have a cocktail since my friend's having a cocktail, you know,
right?
And because we know, like, maybe 22% of the Gen Zs will like a beer, where before it was more like 30 to 40%, and maybe 31% will like cocktails. But before, you know, the last generations, it was like 50% wanted a cocktail. So the one area that we do see Gen Z still liking to have is wine. They'll have a glass of wine with dinner, but it's still lower than the previous generations.
Yeah, that's interesting. So are we going to see something like sober bars? And is it even a bar if they don't serve alcohol? I mean, are they popping up?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's still some Gen Zs that do like their spirits and beer and wine, but half of them don't. So you have to, you know, obviously figure out what's best for your clientele. And if you want younger clientele, mocktails and hemp drinks are the way that we're seeing bar restaurants going.
Will we see some of those restaurants actually change, if it's ever allowed, into a space to consume cannabis products overall, not just hemp drinks? But if you want to keep people in your business longer, I would imagine that's something they're looking at.
Sure, that is definitely. And we saw that the Trump administration starting to look at marijuana a little bit differently. So we shall see as the months and year go by, if there's going to be a little more relaxations of regulations when it comes to cannabis or hemp drinks.
Yeah. And are you excited about Restaurant Week coming up in Chicago?
Absolutely. It's great to highlight that, you know, we are the culinary capital of the United States, and Restaurant Week just shows how many great restaurants we have in our 77 communities throughout the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, reservations are open now, and I've already been shut out of a few. So if you intend on participating, get that reservation made now.
That's right. That's right. Enjoy one of our great restaurants throughout all our neighborhoods, because restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood in our 77 communities.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Sam. Thanks for the work you do, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. Thank you.
That is Sam Toya. You'll hear him again sometime, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association.